Uses of amputation. Those describing and showing Gaza amputations among the thousands of wounded children, the dying, the unanaesthetized, remark that some of the audience is only interested in the operations, not who caused them, not in any prevention. They may, of course, be for their own sake then. The perpetrators belonging to the section of pornography like that of Saad, whose heroines are subject to amputations. The only difference being that in fantasy, in the next chapter, limbs are restored, if not the families of orphans. As recounted by the South African legal team, the bombs used were often not precision, but dropped in expanding, overlapping rounds to ensure amputations around the rims, not just central obliteration. That would suggest a pornographic function. The Australian ABC suggested the Israelis are not shown things like baby bodies, exploded limbs, but there are so many and so much of it is known. The audience too is so much wider by nation. The French idea of the vis anglais being sadism fits with the evanescence of MI6, the observation by Gogarty that the only regal remaining thing in the vice regal lodge was the vice. Aden was already lost by the British for decades, but bombs from Britain rained down on it as Yemen. Yemen doing the only effective anti-amputation currently by suspect shipping disruption. It may be that another dismemberment function is to cripple future soldiers or to warn them. That function would be seen as clean by the perpetrators, but when discussing Ukraine in an essay, I pointed out that the predilection for whipping people tied to lampposts was a campaign, perhaps in part to appeal to the tastes of the Western power structures. So maybe many of the screams, all headlining MSM do love to describe sounds, are a better reward than an American settler home, with a new blue view, a no longer separation from the bone, from the surgically severed thirst in imagination.